Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You know it's officially football season. I don't care if preseason NFL has started, college football 9 days away. Larry Bluestein is up and at him. He's got his top 10. We've got showcases going on. I looked at the schedule for tonight and tomorrow, and there's like 8,000 high school games going on. Blue is ready. We're ready for Blue.
Blue's just overdosing in high school football last night.
Larry Bluestein joined us, SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com. How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing awesome. You know what? We started last night, had a game. Miami High got underway with Miami Springs, and we're kicking off. And it's like you said, Zach, it's full slate tonight, full slate tomorrow, a couple of really good these are all kickoff classics. These are like your preseason games, but unlike the NFL where, you know, your quarterback gets a series, this thing goes into the fourth quarter because they need to know. These coaches don't have that luxury of having OTAs and things like that. So they need to have answers, and I'm excited. And Joe and I talked the other day about, you know, how many teams have an opportunity to be really good. And we put ourselves in a position in South Florida now where we not only have great football, but we have teams that are playing everybody, and nobody backs off because everyone wants to be in the national title hunt. And to do that, you have to play the best.
Hey, Larry, let's jump into this. So tonight's interesting because some teams will, like you said, want to get everybody, you know, playing time. And then there's, like, the Palmetto Western game. Do they go to try to win that game, or is it about playing everybody and making sure – do they think about making sure their star players don't play and get hurt? Or how's everybody treat that for that game? Because that, to me, looks like the best game of the night.
No, without question. These are two teams that – if you look at 8A, the large school classification, these are two teams in South Florida, two of the five teams that a lot of the people are picking to be in the mix towards the end with Deerfield Beach and also South Dade and Columbus. These are two marquee teams. So, you know, we had Coach Mike Manasco on the show on Monday night, and he said they're kind of mirror images of each other, two public schools that have not had that, you know, that spotlight focused on their direction. They've had talent before, but never this much. Both teams are stacked up with the major college kids. They're loaded, and you know, the alumni of each school, you know, you look at them, they go, how do we get here? You know what I mean? Because you know, Joe, that you have talent out west, you know, in the western area and Davie and stuff like that, but never this marquee. And the Palmetto fans, as long as they've been around, they've never had a program that featured up to 9 or 10 high Division I kids. So this means a lot, and I think that both programs will really go the four quarters, and because you can get hurt next week or you can get hurt the week after. You need to see what you have because both teams have a really challenging schedule.
Blue, Western used to be known as the place where Nova used to play their home games, not for their good football teams. What happened?
How about everybody used to take their players?
Right, that's it. Like what? Like Western High School now, a powerhouse? Like what has happened the last couple of years? Joe always talks about this. This might be the best team
Western's ever had.
Oh, by far. It's not even up for discussion. They have not had this. I mean, they have the number one player in the country at safety. Come on, so how far, you know, how much you want to, you know, push this team out?
Happen?
It is amazing. James Williams, who came in from American Heritage, he's a number one junior safety in the nation at 6'4.5". And Joe, you remember David Fulcher. That's who he kind of reminds me of, a guy that you look at and say, he's playing safety? This kid at 235 pounds could be playing linebacker. So they have that type of athlete. So I think the defense, both defenses are solid. I had an opportunity to watch them both in the spring. Western played, you know, an inter-squad game while Palmetto went up and played Rock. Rockledge. They play Palm Beach Lakes, two teams that have some pushback to them. So, yeah, these are two teams that you normally don't look more of the academics than you do at the athletics. But certainly it's exciting to see, because now, you know, instead of just talking about the inner city Centrals, Northwesterns, Carroll City, Booker T's all the time, and St. Thomas Aquinas, you have somebody else to talk about. And it's refreshing, yeah. And I know the public school people are kind of basking in that today.
Before we get to the ugly side of this for me, but it's part of what we have, so it's acceptable. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not ripping it for everybody out there. How many transfers do we have? Did we have record amount of transfers to new schools for this football season?
Yeah, you did. I mean, one school got taken for 14 players. So, and I'm not mentioning them because I went to high school there. So,
So we'd have to look at it. Yeah, we don't want to go through that.
No, but you've got close to 300 kids at between the end of last year and this year,
wow,
and Dade Broward and some of Palm Beach that have moved locations, and that's the Joe. You know as well as I do. That's 2019 in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's where we live in college. You're right. The transfer portal and the high schools and like it ain't working. Let's get into the best teams for you. We saw Central beat St. Thomas last year. Central once again the best team in South Florida.
I think they go in, them and St. Thomas is 1-2. And there's no reason that anybody should be angry or upset, because I think Central kind of answered that call last year. Central just restacks. You know, they get kids. They lost three really good offensive linemen. I thought that would be their Achilles this year, but I went to watch them practice, and they're loaded up. They have the University of Miami commit for 21 and Lawrence Seymour. They're big up front. As deep a running game as you're going to find. Tremendous quarterback who came in, Katravis Marsh,
loaded,
who already committed to Utah. A defense that's the MO of Northwestern, Carroll City, and Central. They strangle you with their defenses. So, yeah, I think those two teams right there come in, and there's a lot of others right on their heels.
The only problem I have with St. Thomas again this year, I know they're loaded, and I know, matter of fact, they're number one in one of the big polls. USA Today is the number one team in the country, is a quarterback position. And we've seen it before where they've had great defenses recently. Everything looked good, but did not have a quarterback that could get it to that talented group of receivers, and it just held them back. I think a lot of people are worried about that. Once again, even though they've had guys move in to be the quarterback, to be the guy, a lot of people concerned again that they don't have a quarterback to match that talent.
Yeah. First two games are going to show up. Next week when they open the season in California at De La Salle, and then Bergen Catholic when they host them the following Saturday. Those are the two telltale games. I mean, you know, they're used to the Miramars and the Deerfields and other schools on their roster. But those are two high-level teams that bring big, big-time defensive pass rushes. They're going to put pressure on whoever's at quarterback. Offensive line for St. Thomas is really good. But that doesn't, if you have a quarterback that's not ready to make decisions in those situations against big-time players, they're gonna stack the box on them and make them throw. Make them throw upfield, and that's going to be interesting. But they have so many playmakers on that team that anything could happen. But, yeah, those first two games, Joe, it's going to be the key.
All right, Blue, here's my top 10 early.
I'm ready. A
lot of time and research went into this from the group back. All right, here we go. Central number one. St. Thomas Aquinas number two, and I put a QB question mark behind it. How about Deerfield Beach coming in at 3? Now, that could change because they got some tough games right off the bat.
Yes.
Carroll City at 4. Columbus loaded at 5. Northwestern, I just can't ever count them after that comeback last year to win a state championship, comes in at 6. Palmetto with those defensive tackles are good. 7.
Yep.
Western at 8, best team they've ever had. Cardinal Gibbons, a state champ, they're quietly over there in the east side where all those beautiful rich homes are, at 9, and Chaminade. What the hell is Chaminade? It's always a top 10 team and a state champ. All right, I leave anybody out that's got a chance to be in that.
Yeah, who did Joe just piss off? You know, Joe pissed off at least somebody.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people, but that's a really good list to start with because you have American Heritage, you have University School, you have MacArthur, South Dade. Those teams are kind of waiting, but certainly those teams that you mentioned, Northwestern, and like you said, two-time defending state champions in 6A, which is crazy. And then you have Chaminade, who's been to the state championship.
Got that talented group of receivers.
Yeah, they're quality. No, that's a really good place to start. I know there's a lot of people driving off the road and yelling at you and yelling at me, but, you know, that's life because it'll change from week to week. And
well, they yell at you a lot, Blue. You get it all the time. Yeah. Well, you didn't defend us when Big Mouth was talking. Yeah.
Well, listen, Blue,
we're having trouble. We're having some trouble with our – yeah.
What happened?
Hey, we got to let you run. We're having problems with our – we're having problems with our system. We're on a remote in a studio right now, and we're having trouble with this. So we've had some stuff
guys.
That we couldn't hear you. So we're going to have to let you run. Blue, thank you, buddy. Have a great one. Have a great weekend, too. Thank you.
All right, you guys. See you next week.
We're having some trouble. Thank you. Larry Bluestein on the delays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.